Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is about competitive brand positioning. At last week's MindBody University, I had the opportunity to teach business leaders how to increase their competitive advantage. Although the seminar was attended by business owners in the health, fitness, and wellness industries, the principles we covered are instructive to most all business people, and so I thought I'd share them here. The core of the session focused on competitive brand positioning. What is it? Why is it important? How do you develop one? First, what is a competitive brand positioning? It's a strategy that defines how your business will establish and maintain competitive advantage. It's one half of your brand platform. The other is your brand identity, or what your brand stands for. Your competitive brand positioning references who you are selling to, what your business scope is, and what you do to create value for your customers. It drives your business strategy and operating plan. Why is competitive brand positioning important? I can't think of any business that doesn't compete with something, whether it be another company, a changing market, emerging technology. And in order to effectively compete, you must understand what you're competing against for whom, and how best to position your brand to leverage your strengths and take advantage of market opportunities. Without a competitive brand positioning, your brand might only remain a conceptual vision or a set of cultural values which sound great, but don't really make a difference in the marketplace. A meaningful, powerful, valuable brand is based on a crisp, clear articulation of your competitive strategy. And how do you develop a competitive brand positioning? In-depth knowledge of your target, your competitors, and your own business enables you to find a strong positioning. Use rigorous market research and competitive intelligence to uncover new insights and develop a proprietary point of view about the market opportunities and competitive landscape. You also need a fresh and objective assessment and analysis of your own company's capabilities, resources, and assets. Armed with these insights, you can use the following competitive brand positioning statement template to articulate your positioning. For X, we are the A who does B because C, where X stands for your target audience, meaning who are you trying to persuade, what distinguishes them, and what's important to them. A is your competitive frame of reference. What is your aspirational competitive set? Or what is the mental file folder your target should put you in? B is the differentiating value you deliver. What do you do that no one else does as well and that your target cares about? Why should your target value you? And C, reasons to believe. What evidence proves that you deliver that value? Again, for X, your target audience, we are the A, competitive frame of reference, who does B, differentiating value to deliver, because C, reasons to believe. Some examples. A few years ago, a national smoothie QSR chain articulated their competitive brand positioning as follows. For everyone who chooses to do something good for themselves, we are the convenient place for great-tasting, healthy products that energizes the way you live and feel. Because we're considerate of what you put in your body, we make it enjoyable to be healthy, and we create healthier communities. A running shoe and athletic gear company used the following statement to describe their competitive position. Only we design performance solutions that fit athletes and fitness enthusiasts who are confident in themselves and are driven to achieve. Our reasons to believe, we offer the largest breadth of shoe widths, our company started as an arch support business, and we continue to innovate insole designs to optimize fit. As this example indicates, your competitive brand positioning can take on a different sentence structure. You don't have to use the exact template as long as the components are included. You might have an intuitive understanding of your competitive strategy, but it's important to take the time to document your competitive brand positioning. Doing so will ensure you applied a rigorous analysis and covered the most salient points of your strategy, and the statement is a powerful tool to unify and align all of your stakeholders. A few final notes. On your target, some businesses try to appeal to everyone because they don't want to limit their appeal. But history shows if you try to be everything to everyone, you end up being nothing to no one. If you target a particular type of person or group, your relevance to them is stronger, as is their identification with your brand. Also, your strategy will be stronger if you define your target audience with more than demographics. People groups are growing in diversity, so an 18-year-old young lady in California is probably looking for very different things from a similarly aged person in the South, and actually might have more in common with a 30-something-year-old guy who embraces an active lifestyle. So use mindset, needs, attitudes, and values to profile a more precise target. On your competitive set, the opposite tact is necessary here. You want to think broadly about who you're competing with. The more narrowly you define your competition, the more easily it is to identify your competitive advantage, but also the more likely you're overlooking viable options your target is considering. A fitness boot camp isn't simply competing with other boot camps, it's also competing with other types of specialized workouts, full-service fitness clubs, non-group workouts like running, and even inertia. The couch may be its biggest competition. So define your competitive set from your target's point of view, not your categories. And finally, differentiating value. Unless you're the 99-cent store, price is not a sustainable differentiator. If the only thing that differentiates your offering is price, it's fairly easy for a competitor to undercut you or bait you into a price war. That's not to say that price promotions shouldn't be used as an introductory offer or other limited time only deal, but they shouldn't be the only thing that you count on to maintain competitive advantage. Instead, your differentiating value should be based on a claim that you are the best, the first, or the only brand to do what you do. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.